The media preview of the North American International Auto Show is underway in Detroit, all packed with new vehicle reveals and the awards for Car and Truck of the Year. Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Samilton is there, and she's here now with us from Cobo Center in Detroit. Hey, Tracy.
Hello.
Busy, busy day. It kicked off with announcements for Car and Truck of the Year, Tracy. And I'm wondering, big win for Ford with that F-150 beating out the Lincoln MKC and the Chevy Colorado. And this all-aluminum truck really was a great big gamble for Ford, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I don't want to say they're being rewarded for that technological gamble, because it's also a very, very, I mean, Ford does not make a bad F-150. So I think well-deserved this award. And then for Car of the Year, you know, maybe a bit of a surprise given that the Ford Mustang was also up there, but Volkswagen Golf took that award.
Okay. Well, let's talk now about some of these reveals that are getting a lot of buzz. And I'm kind of interested in what the surprises are that you've seen so far. And when you said the word convertible, when you were talking about Buick's big surprise, you had my ear right away.
Well, we did expect that one. It is a convertible for Buick, the first one for that brand in 25 years. But the surprise, and it was a complete surprise, was this concept vehicle called the Avenir, and stunningly beautiful, large sedan. Lots and lots of retro sort of design cues. So, of course, I lost my heart because I love that look.
So we've got this wonderful, beautiful kind of retro-looking concept car, and then the Cascada, Buick's first convertible in 25 years.
Oh, and there was another, maybe sort of, it was kept very close to the vest. Ford Motor Company introduced a new GT supercar, 600 horsepower, gorgeous, and completely affordable for multimillionaires.
Good. Hooray for the multimillionaires. You also found that supercars are kind of going hybrid as well.
Yeah, Acura introduced the next NSX, and it's a hybrid. And design-wise, you know, it looks really wicked. You know, I looked at it and I thought, oh, there's got to be a next James Bond villain who's very environmentally conscious who would drive this thing.
A green villain. And there does seem to be a lot of emphasis on big and kind of fast and luxurious at this year's auto show, but electric is still making a presence. What did we see today from GM?
Well, we have the second generation Bolt. It looks a little more conventional, but they really upped the performance. The electric range on that vehicle is about 50. That's up from 35 miles on a single charge. And then the mileage when you have the gas generator kicking in went from 37 miles per gallon to 41. So that's a significant improvement. And then GM also introduced a concept car, all electric, and they decided to rhyme with Bolt. It's the Chevy Bolt. And they say this car could get up to 200 miles on a single charge.
Wow.
And they also say, yeah, that's a lot. They say it'll have a mainstream price of about $30,000. Now that includes the federal tax credit. So some people are saying this is a Tesla fighter, because Tesla is planning to introduce a vehicle that has that kind of a range.
Since you've been down at Cobo Center and looking around today, Tracy, I'm kind of wondering what is missing this year?
Yeah, there is something missing, and that's kind of a mainstream car, a mass market car, a sedan or a crossover, the kind of vehicle that a lot of us buy. And it, you know, it's not because, you know, there's no interest from the automakers. It's just, it's the part of the natural cycle of introductions for the companies. So, you know, if you're in the market for a hybrid or a sports car or a luxury car or a supercar or an electric car, there is plenty to see here, but if you're looking for your next midsize sedan, it's just not your auto show year.
And a little bird has told me you were struck, as it were, by the way that they have decided this is the year of the strobe light.
Goodness, it's like some, you know, Hollywood producer was walking around saying, more strobe lights, you know, and you know, those can trigger migraines in people like me who are susceptible. So I can say it hasn't happened yet, but I think it's just a matter of time.
Tracy Samilton checking in with us from the North American International Auto Show. Tracy, as always, great to talk with you. Thank you for checking in from Cobo.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.